So we are approaching Chag HaShavuos here in Kabbalah Satora, and we still are in the midst of Yemei HaSfira, days of preparation, as we explained many times in the past few weeks. And in this week's Parsha, we read Parshas Bechukosai. Im Bechukosai Telechu, Ves Mitzvosai, Tishmeru, Ve'asisem, Oisam. Rashi says, Yochel Zekiyum HaMitzvos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands, and he stipulates, two things that I want from you. Observe your mitzvahs, uphold the mitzvahs, and toil in Torah. And it is then all the bliss in the world. A utopian world. V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam v'nosna ha'oras yavulo v'eitz ha'soda yiten piryoi v'yisig lechem da'ishas botzi v'botzi yasig ezera zora v'yachaltem lachem lachem esoy v'yishavtem levetach v'yaratzachem shetiu ha'meyla b'toyra v'es mitzvoy satishmeru. So today our discussion is a most fundamental one. So which is more important, Bechukosai Telechu or Mitzvosai Tishmeru? Obviously you can't be a good Jew without both of them, without the combination of both. But is it legitimate? Is it sensible? Is it, could we ever know? Which of the two is more important? Seems to be a contradiction between two different sugyas. So in Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, at the end of the very first Perek in Kiddushin, Kvar Hoye Mesubin Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzo V'Nishalo B'Fenayim Talmud Godel Oy Maise Godel. What is more important, learning Torah or being engaged in the actual observance of mitzvahs? Talmud or Maise? Which of the two is the greater? Nimnu V'Gamru Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meve L'Dei Maise. So they concluded that learning Torah, the toil of Torah, is that tops everything, and that is greater. Shetalmid mevi l'dei maisa. That's the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis. And then there's another sugya in Bava Kama Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Chazal tell what Klal Yisrael did after the demise of Chizkiyoh Melech Yehuda. Kovet God Loseloi b'moisoi. And the Gemara says, what was the kovet? They put a sefer Torah on his coffin, on his aroin. And the Gemara asks, well, we do that as well. So the Gemara says, yes, but in the case of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, they declared and they said out loud, Kiyem ze kol ma shekosem v'seh. This tzaddik performed everything that is written in the Torah. And the Gemara once again says, well, we do the same. Sometimes we do the same. And the Gemara says, well, Kiyem amrinen. Limed lo amrinan. We may say the same, we might say the same about other tzaddikim and other great personalities and other gedolim, kiyem ze kol ma shekosa b'seh, but only by Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda did they say, limed ze es ma shekosa b'seh. And the Gemara asks, would limed be a greater achievement or a greater godless? Would it prove greatness more than the observance of mitzvahs? Halo amru talmid godol shetalmid mevi li dei maisa. Rashi's interpretation of the sugya is, Rashi explains, when the Gemara says kiyam amrinan, limed lo amrinan, that would seem to indicate that learning Torah is more important than the observance of mitzvahs. But the Gemara says at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, Talmid Gadol, Shetalmid Mevi Lidei Maisa, which clearly seems to indicate that Maisa is the greater achievement, that Maisa means more than learning Torah. Because when the Gemara says Talmid Gadol, Shetalmid Mevi Lidei Maisa, doesn't that show that Maisa is more important than Talmud, the actual upholding of Torah, and the observance of all the mitzvahs, mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say, is greater than just learning Torah? That is Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, according to Rashi, Limed Amrinan, Lamad Amrinan, Limed Lo Amrinan. What they said about Cheskel Melech Yehuda is that he taught everything that's in this Torah. So according to Rashi, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that Maisa, the actual performance of mitzvahs, is greater than Talmud. And that seems to contradict what the Gemara says at the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, when the Gemara says Talmud is greater than Maisa. So according to Rashi, the maskana of the Gemara is teaching Torah is a greater mitzvah than the performance of mitzvahs. So according to Rashi, Talmud is number one, Maisa tops Talmud, Harbotz is Torah, Talmud Torah de Rabbim, transmitting Torah, teaching Torah to others, that tops Maisa. That is the loftiest goal one could achieve. That is Rashi's Maharach in the Sugya in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Zayin. Tosfos has a different approach. And Tosfos brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. When the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, regarding Cheskel Melech Yehuda, Kiyam, we could say about others, others performed everything that's written in the Torah, but only Cheskel Melech Yehuda learned everything that's written in the Torah. And the Gemara asks, Talmud Gadol Shetalmid Meivir Demaisa. So when we say about someone that he observed all the mitzvahs, goes without saying that he learned the Torah. If he wouldn't learn, how could he observe? If he wouldn't learn, how could he perform? So what would be greater, saying about a person he learned all the Torah, or saying about someone that he performed and observed all the Torah? So the Gemara seems to indicate that saying about someone that he learned the entirety of Torah is greater than saying that somebody performed all the mitzvahs. And the Gemara means to ask, no, Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud Meivir Lidei Maisa. So you can't perform the Torah unless you learn the Torah. So if we say about someone, Kiyem Zeh Kol Ma Shekosav Bezeh, goes without saying that he learned the entirety of Torah, otherwise how could he be Mekayim? That is Tosfos' interpretation of the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara doesn't mean to argue that Maisa is more important, but rather the Kasha is what comes first and what comes second. So if you say about someone that he performed the entirety of Torah, we could assume that he learned Torah. If he wouldn't learn, how could he perform? And then the Gemara says, oh, but about Cheskel Melech Yehuda, we say that he taught the entirety of Torah. So when we say somebody observe the Torah, that does not mean that he taught Torah, and that was the godless, that was what was unique about Cheskiyo HaMelech. That was not said about anyone else, only about Cheskiyo. So Tosfos' entire approach in this Gemara is Talmud Gadol, the same as in Perek Kamed Kiddushin. Torah comes before Maisa. Learning is more important than Maisa. According to Rashi and Bava Kamma, Maisa is more important than learning. Pshat number three. Tosfos quotes the Sheiltas. Sheiltas Darav Achai Gon Sheilta Zayin. So the Gemara tells the story. Rabbi Babachona says, Hava Azilna Bahadid Rabbi Yochanan LaMishel Shemaitza. I accompanied Rabbi Yochanan and I wanted to ask this very question, same question. What is greater, learning or observing the mitzvahs? Arab Yochanan have ayala beisa kisa, v'have be'ine menei milta, v'loi poshetlan adem Moshe Yodai, and he did not want to respond. He didn't answer my question till he washed his hands, ומנח תפילן ומבורך והדר המלון אפילו כי הם אמרינן, לימד לא אמרינן והוא אמר גודל לימד שלימד מעבר לדי מייסה. So according to the Shailtas, he has a different gerus than the Gemara. And all the Gemara means to ask from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Babachona says, I went together with Rabbi Yochanan and I asked the Shaila. And he didn't answer my question till he washed his hands and he put on tefillin. So the Gemara means to ask, why did he put on tefillin before teaching Torah? Well, he had two mitzvahs to perform. He wanted to put on tefillin. But there's a Talmud asking a question. And answering his question would be teaching Torah. So the Gemara wants to prove that Maisa is bigger than Talmud. From the mere fact that Rabbi Yochanan preferred first to put on tefillin, and only then that he answered the question of that Talmud. So the Gemara wants to prove that performing a mitzvah is greater than learning Torah. Because if learning Torah would top performing a mitzvah, then Rabbi Yochanan would first answer the question, teach Torah to this Talmud, and then he would put on tefillin. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan put on tefillin before teaching Torah means that Maisa is Gadol mitalmud. So what was so great about Cheskiyo that we could say about others, they perform mitzvahs, but only Cheskiyo learned Torah? Well, obviously, mitzvahs become for Torah, and the Gemara proves that from Rabbi Yochanan. He put on tefillin, and only then did he answer the question. According to the Shailtas, it's a big chiddush. Your own learning is more important than Maisa. Talmud Gadol, Shetalmud Meivere de Maisa. But teaching others is of lesser importance. Of lesser importance. And that is why. When Rabbi Yochanan had two mitzvahs to be Mekayim, putting on tefillin or teaching Torah to that Talmud, he put on tefillin first. So there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Shailtas. According to Rashi, Maisa is more important than Talmud, but teaching Torah comes before anything else. We could understand Rashi, Talmud Torah de Rabim. Transmitting Torah, teaching Torah to others comes before anything else. The Shailtas has a totally different approach. The Gemara means to ask, if Kiyam we say about everyone, only on Cheskiyo Melech Yehuda they said, Lomed Zeh Mashakosa B'Zeh, seems to indicate the Talmud comes before Maisa. So why did Rabbi Yochanan put on tefillin before answering that Talmud? The Gemara answers, your learning is greater than the performance of mitzvahs, but teaching others is of lesser importance. So one could say, it's not a machlokes between Rashi and the Shailtas. Rashi speaks about Talmud Torah de Rabim, about Harbotzes Torah, teaching Torah to many. And that is what was said about Cheskiyahu. Limeid zeh mashekosa v'zeh. The Shailtas deals with a question about Rabbi Yochanan's personal minag. Why did he put on tefillin before answering the question of that Talmud? According to the Shailtas, we're dealing with Talmud Torah de Yochid. And it's not my Torah, it's the Torah of another person. So my mitzvahs come before teaching Torah to another person. That is the Shailtas. But there does seem to be a fundamental argument, Rashi and Tosfos, in this sugya. What's more important, learning or the performance of mitzvahs? Rashi says mitzvahs. Tosfos asks, but the Gemara says Talmud Gadol. And my understanding of Rashi is Talmud Gadol mepnei shetalmud mevi ledei maisa. So let's try to understand this very subtle concept. What comes before? What is more important? The Gemara Ma'at Kotan Daf Tesel Mit Bei says, Kol mitzvah sheyef shel asoyis al yedei acherim doicha talmud Torah. Any mitzvah that could be performed by others, it doesn't rest necessarily upon me. It's not my personal chiyuv. Pidyon shivuyim, gemilas chasodim. Others could do the same as I can. Talmud Torah comes before those mitzvahs. Kol mitzvah sheyef shel asoyis al yedei acherim doicha talmud Torah. Does not depend whether it's a mitzvah chamura or a mitzvah kala. Does not depend whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It depends on one factor. כל מצווה שאי אפשר לעשויסה על ידי החרם, דויכו תלמד תוירה. Any mitzvah that is incumbent upon you, and you cannot perform it by others, comes before Talmud Torah. Even it's a mitzvah de Rabbonim. So davening three times a day overrides Talmud Torah. Davening three times a day, l'kuli alam is only mid Rabbonim. The Ramban argues tefillah is a mitzvah de Rabbonim. The Ramban says, chayav odom lesbalal b'kol yom. Very first halacha in Rambam and hilchos tefillah, perek alef halacha alef. But everybody agrees, davening three times a day is a mitzvah de Rabbonim. And nevertheless, it overrides Talmud Torah. You could be the biggest masmid, but you need to daven three times a day. And many other mitzvahs de Rabbonim. In Megillah Dav Gimel, the Gemara says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah v'boim l'shmoye mikro Megillah. Mikro Megillah definitely is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Overrides Talmud Torah. And that is based on the teaching, what we learn in Moed Kotan Dav Tesamid Beis, Kol mitzvah she'iyaf shel asoy saradei acherim doicha Talmud Torah. Hearing the Megillah, davening, is upon you. You cannot perform this mitzvah by others. Others have their own mitzvah. They need to hear the Megillah for themselves. So any mitzvah that rests upon you, and you cannot hope others will do just as I can do, then it overrides Talmud Torah. So there's a very basic and fundamental question. Everybody knows the halacha. Oisik b'mitzvah. The very source of this sugya is in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei, but it is mentioned many times in Gemara and many times in the Poskim. Oisik b'mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah. There is only one mitzvah that is pushed aside by any other, and that is the most important of all mitzvahs, Talmud Torah. On one hand, we say every day in the morning, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem, Talmud Gadol, Shel Talmud Meiver Demaisa. So why is Talmud Torah the only mitzvah in which we do not maintain Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah? So let me emphasize how big this shaila is. Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah means even when you're Oisik in a mitzvah kala, you're potter of the mitzvah chamura. Talmud Torah is the other way around. Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And your oisik in Talmud Torah, you need to stop your learning to perform even a mitzvah kala. So with Talmud Torah, your oisik in a mitzvah chamura, and you need to switch over to a mitzvah kala. Regarding any other mitzvah, even if your oisik in a mitzvah kala, you are exempt from the mitzvah chamura. How do we understand this? Rabbi Kiva Egen, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Simereish Menvov in Shulchan Aruch, brings Shalas Achuvas Koil Ben Levi. I don't know much about the Koil Ben Levi, but what I do know is he was a Godel B'Yisrael that passed away when he was 22 years old. 22, yes, you heard properly. 22 years old, he's quoted by Rabbi Kiva Egen. He lived 265 years ago. Tovkuf Yud Beis. He passed away and the Sefer was published. And Rabbi Kiva Egen quotes him a few times. Kol Ben Levi. And whenever I quote this Sefer, I mention what the Gemara says in Brochus in Yerushalmi. There was a Talmud Chochem named Rav Bun. And he passed away when he was 28. Ben Chof Ches Shonim. And the Yerushalmi says that when they were Malava, Rav Bun, and they eulogized him. They said, Shona Rav Bun, b'chof ches shenoysov, ma shetalmid vosok, shone b'meya shonim. Kol Ben Levi, and this is startling, I don't really know what it means, don't know whether it means anything, but Kol Ben Levi, in his Sefer, mentions that Gemara, and he quotes, Shona Rav Bun, b'chof beis shenoysov, Masha Talmud Vosek Lomed B'meya Shonim. And obviously that's a mistake because the Yerushalmi says Chof Ches Shenoysov. But in this Sefer, Kol Ben Levi, he quotes the Yerushalmi Shona Rabun B'chof Beis Shenoysov. And I think somewhat of a Ruach HaKodesh. It was Min HaShemayim. It was Min HaShemayim. The way he quotes the Yerushalmi, the way he wrote it, that was in his memory, in his mind, Shona Rabun B'chof Beis Shenoysov. And he was 22 years old when he passed away. So I definitely say, Shono, Kol Ben Levi, B'chov Beis Shenoysov, Masha Talmud Vosek, Ein Elohimet b'meyer shono. So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes Kolman Levi. After this dramatic introduction, I'm sorry that I'm choylek on the Kolman Levi, but it's legitimate. I'm older than he was. So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes Kolman Levi, and he deals with this very same question. Why don't we say oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah by Talmud Torah? So he says, Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah. Because oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah applies only to the mitzvah that has continuity. You have to do something until you end doing it, until you achieved your goal, until you finished your job. You don't stop in the middle. Talmud Torah, there is never a middle. Wherever you stop, you are mekayim the mitzvah till this very second that you stop. And the coming word, whatever you're learning, is a separate mitzvah. So if you stop in middle of Shiluach HaKen, then you didn't finish your job. If you stop the middle of Kriya Shema, then you didn't finish Kriya Shema. You're not Yoitz until you read the entire parsha. If you stop the middle of Achilas Matzah, as long as you didn't finish the kazayis, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. So we say, oitzik b'mitzvah, put on a mitzvah. You need to finish one mitzvah before going over to another. But by Talmud Torah, every second is a separate mitzvah. Every word is a separate mitzvah. So by Talmud Torah, it's not shaykh to say, oitzik mitzvah, put on a mitzvah. That is what the Kolman Levi says. And Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes. So this brings us to a fundamental question, understanding the gra. Shnois Eliyahu and Mishnayis, the beginning of Masechet Peah. So when the Mishnah says, Eile Devorim She'ein Lehem Shiur, and one of the mitzvahs She'ein Lehem Shiur is Talmud Torah, the Gaon explains, Talmud Torah Ein Lo Shiur, Lo Lamala Velo Lamata. And the Gaon emphasizes, when you learn a Blad Gemara, one page of the Gemara, you're Mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs, because every word is a mitzvah. How do we understand this gra? Literally, when a person learns Gemara and he says, Omer Abaye, is that two mitzvahs? Two mitzvahs? Omer is one mitzvah. Abaye is another mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim understood the gra in this fashion. Every word is a mitzvah. To me, it's very unreasonable. Why would every word be a mitzvah? Maybe every syllable? What is the significance of a word? If it would be dependent on my understanding, I would say every concept, every teaching, whether it's Musa, or Bi'urei HaMekrois, or Ahalocha, but it needs to be a Dovah Misuyim. It needs to be some additional Yediyah of Torah. Could be Halacha, could be a Dvar Musa, it could be a Perush, but it needs to be an additional Yediyah of Torah. I think Omer Abaye is not two mitzvahs, it's not even one mitzvah. Until you learn what he said. What did Abaye say? So to me, the entire Shaila, two mitzvahs, one mitzvah, to me, totally irrelevant. Why would that make a difference? Two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? As if every separate mitzvah has a price, price tag, a mitzvah is worth, how much would we say? A mitzvah is worth $100 billion? Yeah? Something like that. But when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar, it's not about numbers. It's not about numbers. You know, two people earn the same blood. One gets 100 times more schar than the other. Why? We did the same thing. Because one had more nesiyonis till he got to the Beis Medrash. He has more difficulty. It's harder for him to learn than his friend. He had more Lashem Shemayim, more Kavona Zaka than his friend. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar, I always say, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar la'oisei retzoinoi. That's the Lashon of the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Yikud. Kodesh Baruch Hu mishalom schar la'oisei retzoinoi. V'manesh la'oivrei retzoinoi. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar, it's not about words or numbers. So when you learn a blood gemara, what's the difference whether it's 500 mitzvahs or one mitzvah? It's the same blood gemara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a sechal depending on many factors. So, but I was present many years ago when Arav Shach Zecher Tzadik Levracha came to visit the Kloisenberg Rebbe, my Rebbe. And I was present at their discussion. It was a very interesting discussion, and I don't remember how this gro came up, this shnois Eliyahu. And they had an argument, not an argument, you know, an argument in the most positive way, you know, pilpura diuraisa, dealing exactly with this question. And I think if we'd ask people to guess who said what, they wouldn't guess right. Or maybe they would guess right. So if Shach said, every word is a mitzvah. That's what the Gaon says. And the Kloisim HaGarevi said, no. Every word is a mitzvah. Every concept is a mitzvah. That is the way I understand it. But, Ben Kach u Ben Kach, even if we don't accept the interpretation of the Chofetz Chaim and the Rav Shach, literally taken, every word is a mitzvah, but still, the process of Talmud Torah, Tzurte Deshmeitze, it definitely is more of a mitzvah when you understand your learning and when you achieve Yedias HaTorah. So to me, it's a milzah, the pshita, the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that has continuity and it has ritzifut. And if you stop in middle of a sugya, then yes, you stopped in middle of a mitzvah, just like you stop in middle of any other mitzvah. So one could still argue to try to explain what the Kol Bein Levi did mean. So if you stop before you finish the Kazayis Matzah, the half a Zayis that you ate means nothing. You get no schar. You know, it's lost. If you're engaged in Shiluach again, at the end you go over to another mitzvah, then whatever you did is futile. But Talmud Torah, if you cut it off, you didn't lose out. You know, whatever you learned until this very second when you close your Gemara to go over to another mitzvah, that's not lost. That's not lost. So on one hand, I do say, of course, Talmud Torah has continuity. And even if we take the gro literally, that is also a mitzvah, but still. Of course, there's a mitzvah, lilmud amanas lasos, lilmud almenat ledat. And I think we discussed some aspects of this sugi in the past, a year or 2 years ago, and I did explain. Ika mitzvah's Talmud Torah is to learn, but the essence of Talmud Torah is to know. And that is exactly what Chazal say, Talmud Gadol, so Talmud Mevir Demaisa. If you won't know how to perform the mitzvahs, how could you properly perform them? So on one hand, I disagree with the Kol Ben Levi that he says, every moment is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. No. There definitely is a mitzvah. Go through the sugya. The more you understand, the better you understand, that is Ikar Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. But when you do cut it short, you didn't lose out. Whatever you learn till the very second, when you go over to another mitzvah, it's not lost. You get sechar, and that is mitzvah Talmud Torah. So that is discussing what the Rebbe Vega quotes from Sefer Kol Ben Levi. And it's always a simcha for me to say Divrei Torah in his name because of the amazing phenomena and the amazing fact that he passed away when he was 22 years old, and he is quoted by Gedolei Yisrael. He was a dayan, I think, in Yerushalayim. But coming back to the basic question, why don't we say Oisik b'mitzvah poto min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah? And how do we understand Davka Talmud Torah, which is more important than any other mitzvah? We do not say Oisik b'mitzvah poto min ha-mitzvah. And I think, loy koshe midi, it is so logical and it makes so much sense. And I quote Yerushalmi, the beginning, in Brochas Dav Zayin. So the Yerushalmi says, in Bavli, Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaverov were not mevatel talna Torah mipnei tefilo. They were mevatel Torah mipnei kriya shema, but not mipnei tefilo. Krishma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it overrides talna Torah. Tefila is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so Rav Shema Vayichoy was not mevatel talna Torah for tefila. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that is only Rav Shema Vayichoy v'chaverov, mepnei shehoysa terosan omanusan. Anan ein toruseinu omanuseinu, and we do need to be mevatel Torah for tefila. And yes, that is clear. Going back to what we learned in Moed Koten Daftas, kol mitzvah shi'ef shalasoysa da'acherim, do'ichat talma Torah. But Rav Shema Vayichoy v'chaverov, those giants, hoysa terosan omanusan, they were not mevatel Torah for tefila. The Yerushalmi has a different opinion. And the Yerushalmi, we learned, Rav Shema Vayichoy v'chaverev were not mevatel talma Torah even for Kriya Shema. And the Yerushalmi asks, how could that be? How could that be? V'haloi, haloi mit shelo al menat la'asot, noach lo ilu nefcha shulyato al pana v'lo yatsa la'avir ha'olam. And that is a very harsh quote that we find in the Yerushalmi. Haloi mit shelo al menat la'asot, Toivloi shaloi nivro mishanivro, belshon Yerushalmi, noach lo, ilu nefcha shulyato al pana v'lo yatsa l'avir ha'olam. And the Gemara answers, Kriya Shema is different. Regarding any other mitzvah, yes, any other mitzvah overrides Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is an exception. Ze shinun, v'ze shinun, v'ein mevatlin shinun mipnei shinun. So on another opportunity, I might explain this in greater depth. I think the Yerushalmi's opinion is, when we define mitzvahs Kriya Shema, it is Shinun. Kriya Shema is similar to Kriyas HaTorah. It is essentially a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. All day, you could learn whatever you wish. It's for you to choose. Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Neviim Ksuvim. Halacha Agadata. Musar Philosophy. If you wish, Kabbalah. Just learn. B'shachvacha uvkomechu. Twice a day, Kadosh Baruch Hu demands, read this parsha. But it's still Shinu. Essentially, it is Kriyas HaTorah. It is Talmud Torah. All day long, whatever you want, learn. Just learn. B'shachvacha uvkomechu, I want you to read this parsha. But essentially, Kriya Shema is Kriya. Just like Kriyas HaTorah, just like Talmud Torah. And therefore, emavat neshinun mipnei shinun. If a person is engaged in Talmud Torah, he's potum mekriya shema. He's not potum mesukah, melulav, mematzah, memoroyer. Not even potter of a mitzvah derabbanan like Megillah, but he is potter from kriya shema. Zeh shinun vezeh shinun emavat neshinun mipnei shinun. But what do we see in the Yerushalmi, in the kash of the Yerushalmi, not in the Teretz? The Yerushalmi asks, how could you say a person learns and therefore he is exempt from mitzvahs? Haloi mit shelo al menas lasois, noach loi shelo nivro mishanivro. So the Yerushalmi clearly says, yes, Talmud Torah might be the greatest mitzvah, but it is only the greatest mitzvah because it leads to all the others. So fundamentally, mitzvahs come before Torah. Practically, Torah comes before mitzvahs. And I hope you understand what I mean to say. Essentially, the performance of mitzvahs is more important than Talmud Torah. Practically, Torah comes before mitzvahs because it is only by learning Torah that you will diligently and faithfully perform all the other mitzvahs. It is only by learning Torah that you will understand how important it is to perform mitzvahs. And it is only by learning the Torah that you will know the details how to perform those very mitzvahs. And therefore, in all practicality, Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. V'hu she'amru Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But Talmud Torah is so important because Talmud Torah is the gateway. And it is only by learning Torah that you will have the ability to perform all the other mitzvahs. And that is basically the reason why, regarding Talmud Torah, we don't say Oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvahs. You can't forego mitzvahs because you're learning Torah. The importance of Torah is only because it leads to mitzvahs. So how will you push aside mitzvahs because you're learning Torah, when Talmud Torah is so important only because it is the way, it is the way to the performance of mitzvahs. So fundamentally, Kiyum HaMitzvahs comes before Talmud Torah. Practically, Talmud Torah comes before mitzvahs. And that is the way I understand the Rashi and Bava Kamma. There is no contradiction between the Gemara Sof Perek Kamma de Kedushin, when the Gemara says, Nimru veGamru, Talmud Gadol Shetalmud Meivre de Maisa, and Rashi's interpretation of Bava Kamma Daf Yud Zayin, Maisa is more important than Talmud Torah. I think not only is not a contradiction, Hainu Hach, because the Gemara in Kedushin, when the Gemara exalts the importance of Talmud Torah, Talmud Gadol, but Chazal do explain, why is Talmud Gadol? Talmud Gadol, Mepnei Shetalmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. So on one hand, Maisa is more important, even though Talmud comes before Maisa. And Rashi and Bava Kamma says, teaching Torah to others reigns supreme, because Mitzvah de Rabin overrides Mitzvah de Yochid. And therefore, teaching Torah to the many, Arbotzes Torah, comes before Maisa. Because of the same reasoning, by teaching Torah and disseminating Torah to Rabin, you will influence so many people to be diligent in their performance of mitzvahs, and therefore that comes before your actual performance of mitzvahs, and that is Rashi's interpretation in the Maskon of the Sugya in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Zayin.
So, places for mitzvah, put the mitzvah applied to somebody who's being mavis.
Yes. So the Or HaSameach in Hilchas Talmud Torah wants to prove from Ksubis Daf Yud Zayin that when a person is Marbitz Torah, yeah, he does not have to stop in the middle of his shir, even for the performance of a mitzvah, she'i'ef shalasoysa al yedei acherim. And that is exactly the point that the Or HaSameach makes. Yes.
It's something I don't quite understand. I don't know. Why didn't you say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah never actually ends, because one shiur leads to another shiur, to another shiur. Every time that you learn, it's based on what you learned before. And in that sense,
that's a very good question. Why I didn't say it? I didn't say it because I didn't get there yet, and you just are one step ahead of me. I think you have in mind what I have in mind. It is the way I understand your short comment. Coming back to the question, why don't we say Oisik v'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah? So my personal understanding would be this. It is impossible to say Oisik v'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah by a mitzvah which is all-encompassing. What is this man of Talmud Torah? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give us Tariag Mitzvahs. So when does he expect you to do those mitzvahs? Now. I think I spoke about this in the past. It is not the essence of today's Shia, but Kach Yidaakos Shel Torah. You know, one idea leads to another. When is one mechuyev to learn Torah? So I quoted the Mishnah at the beginning of Peah. Erdvurim Sheinam Shia, Lola Mala Velola Mata. How do we understand the Posek in Sefer Yehoshua? Lo Yomesh Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mapicho V'Hogisa B'Yoimam V'Laila. What does Yoimam V'Laila mean? All day and all night, or some of the day, some of the night? So, L'Choritz HaMachloikis between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, Brochas Lamed Hei. Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanig ben minig derech eretz. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Chodesh b'shas chodesh, zareya b'shas riyah, koitze b'shas tira, toira matayol ayol. Elo, b'zman shoyitza natsoyna shalmokoyim, Miskayim bem va'amdu acherim ura'u tzonam. So Reb Shimon says all day and all night. Reb Shmuel says no. They're human. They need to work. They need to plow the fields. They need to harvest the fruit. Vosafto digunecho ksiv. Hanig behem minig deracheret. Some of the day and some of the night. So I commented in the past, strange. That's in Brochas Lamed Hei. But in Menuchas Tzadik Tes, Reb Shimon Beichoy is the one that says, Afilo lekoro el posakecho shachas posakecho darvis kiyem vogisu b'yoyim avalaylo. He's the one that says, you can't plow the fields, teros amosei nasis. In that same sugya, Shoel ben achoisoi shel Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Shmuel, ma'ani lilmed chochmi avonis. And Rabbi Shmuel says, you want to learn Greek philosophy? B'sho she'ene lo yom v'lo layla. What does he mean to say? Vogisa b'yom v'laylo means all your day and all your night. If you could find some time that's not a day nor night, when is that? Ben Hashemoshes keherafayim. Then you could learn other stuff. That's the same Rabbi Shmuel that says Hanik ben Minik derecheret. So many times I explain, it's not a machloikis in Talmud Torah. It's a machloikis in derecheret. What is the proper hanhaga of Klal Yisrael as a people, as a nation, as the many, the multitudes, not the yechidim? So whenever I am oisik in this sugya, I quote a beautiful story that I read, Rabbi Liola, Rav Henkin from America, Rabbi Yosef Elio Henkin. He was the godel in America before the Moshe achieved, you know, his renown. And Rav Henkin used to tell the story that he once met the Chazon Ish in a little town in Russia. They were both young. He didn't know the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish wasn't a very formidable tzura. So he didn't know him. And he asked him, Ilerent? Do you learn? And he meant to ask, are you a learned person? Are you a Talmud Chochem? Do you learn? And the Chazon Ish said, Ven ich hab Zeit lernen ich. When I have time, I learn. Chazon Ish said, and obviously he had a lot of time. Obviously he had a lot of time. And I say, it's not only a beautiful story about the Chazon Ish's tzinius and modesty and simplicity. That's the ultimate hagdora and mitzvah talmud Torah. So how much does a person have to learn? He has to learn when he has time. When he doesn't have time, he doesn't have to learn. But the definition of time changes. Every person is different. Changes in the circumstances, different days, different individuals. So see to it that you have time. Oilo la'adam, that's going to come up there, la'acha me'a v'slim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask him that very same question. Did you learn Torah? And he will be silly enough to say, he didn't have time. So HaKadosh will ask, you didn't have time. Okay, so let's check your schedule, what you did do. So you got up in the morning. So you read the Yated, the Hamodia, in English, in Evret. How did you spend your Shabbos with the Mishpocha magazine? So did you have time or you didn't have time? I don't get it, the Kodesh Baruch will answer. So you had time for the Mishpocha of the English one, for the Hebrew one, and for this paper and that paper, and, you know, twice a year you went for a vacation. You had time for everything. You just didn't have time for my precious Torah. So, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah which always rests upon us whenever we have time. So how could one say Talmud Torah overrides mitzvahs? So when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu expect us to perform those mitzvahs? So would one say, but a big masmid is potter. That means Tariyag mitzvahs are only given to the simpletons, to the Amaratzim, and the Tzaddikim don't have performed those mitzvahs. That's absurd. That's absurd. So because Talmud Torah is of such extreme importance, that Talmud Torah applies b'kol esu v'chol sho, then it goes without saying that necessitates that Talmud Torah is pushed aside by any other mitzvah. Because otherwise, there are no mitzvahs. So if you're a big tzaddik and you're a big masman and you're a Talmud Chochem, that means you'll never perform any other mitzvah because you're always learning. So the very essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah dictates that it's not shaykh to say oisig b'mitzvah potam mina mitzvah. Oisig b'mitzvah potam mitzvah is only by mitzvahs that have a limited scope, a certain time zone, and a certain time frame. So when you're engaged in this mitzvah, you're exempt from all the others. But we always have to learn Torah. So how could one apply oisig b'mitzvah potam mina mitzvah to mitzvahs Talmud Torah? And this brings us to a question regarding Kibud Av V'Em. So the Gemara says, "Amagedet Tezvav, Godel Talmud Torah Yosim Kibud Av V'Em." So does that mean that when a boy is learning and his father cries out from the other room, "Yasala, make me a coffee," so we say, "His father, father, I'm in the middle of learning. 2 hours from now, I finish my seder. Please wait." No. He needs to stop in the middle of his learning and prepare a cup of coffee for his father, because that is a mitzvah she'ev shalasoy shalde'achedim. And you do that right here and now. So what do Chazal mean when they say, Godel Talmud Torah Yosim Kibud Av V'Em? Two things. On the other hand, there's a psak of the Tumas Adeshin and a sif in Shulchan Aruch. If a father tells a son, "I don't want you to go to the yeshiva," his son is not obliged to listen to his father. And he is entitled to go to learn yeshiva because Talmud Torah overrides Kibud Av V'Em. So when we're dealing with a specific mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em right here and now, it wouldn't affect the outcome. You're still going to have time to learn. Right now you have a mitzvah to perform. Kibud Av V'Em is no different than any other mitzvah. Kol mitzvah she'ev shalasoy shalde'achedim doicha Talmud Torah. But when the question boils down to, will I become a Talmud Chochem? And when I learn Torah, or do my father's wish, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Mekibud Av V'Em. The second point regarding Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Mekibud Av V'Em, that very same Gemara, Megillat Hezvav Amid Bey, says, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Matzolos Nefoshos. So the Torah is over in Yordei Simen, Reish Nun Aleph, brings the Drisha. The Drisha says, if a person's life is in danger, we need money for Pidyon Shavuyim. The only source would be money of a school, of a local school, a local Talmud Torah. We cannot take that money because Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Matzolos Nefoshos. The Taz disagrees with the Drisha, and the Taz says, L'shitascha, does that mean when a person is learning in Beis Medrash and right next to him somebody falls and faints? He might be in cardiac arrest, might have a heart attack. And this person that's learning with Chavrusa is a paramedic, but he's in the middle of learning. He looks at his watch, till 15 minutes to the end of the Seder, I hope he'll still be alive, I'll take care of him. But Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Matzolos Nefoshos, the Taz says, Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Matzolos Nefoshos doesn't mean that when you're Oisik and Talmud Torah, you're potter from Matzolos Nefoshos. It means, in the abstract, learning Torah is a greater schus than saving lives. Doesn't mean that learning Torah overrides the Tzolos Nefoshos. No, Tzolos Nefoshos definitely overrides Talmud Torah. And therefore the Taz says, yes, we will take money from the school if that is the only way to salvage a person's life and to take his life out of jeopardy. So the same applies to Kibud Av V'Em and Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av V'Em, but that doesn't mean that it overrides Kibud Av V'Em in its practicality. Kibud Av V'Em is no different than any other mitzvah she'i efshal asoy saladei achedim, and it overrides Talmud Torah. So today we discuss the fundamental question that Chazal deal with. Torah or mitzvahs, which is the more important? And we saw Rashi, Torah is the greatest mitzvah, but only because it leads to the performance of all the others. And we find the same obvious contradiction, not only in halachic ruling, but also b'milei d'agadata, So in Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph of the Gemara says, Mi sheyesh lo Torah ve'ein lo Yerushalayim. Chaval al man deles ledarta, v'tara ledarta oved. Person has no house, but he has a beautiful gate. But on the other side of the gate, there's a barren field. So why did you build that beautiful gate if you have no house? Chaval al man deles ledarta, v'tara ledarta oved. You have no home, but you have a door. So Chazal seemed to indicate that Torah is only the door. The dwelling, the real thing, is Yerushalayim. And I think Yerushalayim is Kiyum HaMitzvos, basically. So Torah leads to the mitzvahs, like a gateway leads to the house. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Mi sheyesh lo Torah ve'en lo Yerushalayim, is Moshe lo mishamaslo maftechos pnimiyos velo maslulo maftechot chitzoniyot. So, maftechos pnimiyos, he has, but he doesn't have the maftechos chitzoniyos, which seems to indicate that Yerushalayim is the way to get in. Yerushalayim is the way to get in. So my feeling is, yes, Torah and Yerushalayim must come together, must be a combined effort. It's not first this and then that. So each and every one is Pnim and Chutz. But fundamentally, we are here to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Talmud Torah is only one of the Taiga Mitzvahs. And the reason it is so important is because it leads to Shleimus HaOdam, to all the other Mitzvahs, and it leads to the Shleimus in a person's servitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a person's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is only by learning His Torah that we understand Choyves HaOdam B'Yolomoy, and it is only by learning Torah in depth that we can appreciate Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and the importance and the way how to perform all Mitzvahs Hashem. Yiras HaShechelkenu Amorim, and we should be able to learn a lot of Torah and perform all the Mitzvahs Hashem. Ulakabel ol malchus shemayim biyahavo, and the source of Talmud Torah v'kiyum amitzvos, we should be zoicha Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mekabel ol atfilos, and we should be zoicha hu rachamon hu yachzor lanu avoides beis hamikdash lemkoymo b'mheiro v'yomeinu b'nei yisrael.
But how can someone teach Torah to a rabbi if he doesn't do mitzvahs himself? His mitzvahs have to come first.